Right now, let's start at 1, 2, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Everyone's making a big deal out of the fact that I raped someone. What's the crime? What's the crime? I had fun.
Is that fine for you?
Like, what?
We shouldn't go through the whole song.
He needs to get levels in there.
After all, she was a nun, and the priest wanted to watch. La 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 la. Everyone's making a big deal over the fact that we raped someone. What's the crime? What's the crime? We had fun. After all, she was a nun, and the priest wanted to watch. Everyone's making a big deal over the fact that we were one. What's the crime? What's the crime? We had fun.
No, man, that's all I play.
Different song?
Okay, yeah.
Song or
just- yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Stork Club. Welcome, welcome. Tonight, cover your ears. The frogs are here. The frogs stopped by and made life interesting for one solid, sultry afternoon very recently. And we're going to be listening to a whole bunch of frogs material in the first portion of the show, at least. What you heard there was a sound check that we got through, their version of Raped as done on the sound check. And I have several versions of the song Raped, which can be found on the Frogs' latest LP, or CD rather, on Scratchy Records called Star Job. And so we'll hear another version of Raped later on in the show, and if you're naughty, we'll hear yet a third version, and the third version is really intolerable. Anyway, yes, the frogs. What we're going to be listening to coming up in just a moment is some unreleased frogs material. They came and they played some. They came with Jimmy and Dennis Flemion. They are the main part of the band. They are the band, and had a bass player in training, but the bass player didn't come along. So the two of them played a kind of acoustic set, which we'll hear later on, right, around 9 o'clock or so for you home tapers. But if you are a fan of the Frogs, you really should roll tape on tonight's program, because the first portion, beginning right around now, is going to consist mainly of unreleased, completely unheard Frogs material. But it's not that simple, because I will be mixing it up with some other stuff as well. And then later on, as mentioned earlier, the portion where the Frogs played some live. And before Raped, which started the Frogs portion, we heard Wesley Willis performing a song called The Frogs, Wesley Willis and the Wesley Willis Fiasco. So sit back and fire up a blunt and check out The Frogs. This is all unreleased material, and I will be carefully back announcing what they're doing. We're going to start out from something here called The Black Album, something The Frogs did. And there were a few things off the Black Album, which has never been released before. And so we're going to hear Now You Know You're Black from the Black Album. That's going to start out this little set here. Enjoy.
Talked about his father, yet they got the color wrong. I had a wife, a maid, a butler, a slave. Demands will be made. Reparations will be paid. Mm-hmm. was that old story about Jesus, a ghost along? They always talked about his father, yet they got the color wrong. Have you ever been hit in the face with snowballs? You could use a face wash. Now you know you're black. Now you know you're black. Now you know
Me from the heavens, and although I fall. about you every night. I'm sleeping with your picture tied. They say it gets easier, and the longing goes
away. You're listening to stuff that has never been released before by our featured band tonight, The Frogs, live at the Stork Club. Stork in the chair with you. Well, you're not in my chair with me, I mean. But I hope that you feel my sunburned warmth in in mental proximity to your tush. Well, the Frogs have about 3,000 songs. I don't know if that really could be, but they claim to have about 3,000 songs, and of course they've only released a few dozen of them, but they do have a million of them, and when they do live shows, they pull a lot of them out. A lot of them cannot be aired here on the radio. And... But we're going to play what we can and bleep what we can. And I'm getting a workout. We just heard some stuff there of that last beautiful 2-2 time signature song called The Longing Goes Away. And before that, and this some of this stuff is off a cassette. We heard a few in a row off a cassette. We heard Sleep on the Street before that. And a song called Whisper. They were all, I guess, from approximately the same time recording-wise. The Frogs have been around. He mentioned that they've been at this for 17 years. Wow. And then before that, we heard the song Golden Showers. Before that, we heard Now You Know You're Black. And that is all, again, unreleased material by the Frogs. I wanted to mention something coming up this Friday at the Knitting Factory in the alternate space. Something from this newly formed band from some people that have been in other bands and so forth. The name of this band is Generica, and they are doing a gig at 11 p.m. this Friday night, July 25th. That's this coming Friday, July 25th, at the Alternate Theater inside the Knitting Factory. The band is made up of three people. It's Donald Miller of Borbon Amagus, some people may know him from, and a guy named 99 Hookers. That's what he calls himself. His real name is John Coogan. And he does a sort of a spoken word kind of deal. Donald Miller is a reed player. And joining them, Michael Evans, a supreme percussionist. Michael Evans will be part of this new band called Generica. Some people have no manners. Generica, again, that's the name of the band, and I just wanted to mention that. It will be at the alternate space. I wish I had some tickets to give away to that. But I do have some tickets to give away. So let me get to that. At the Knitting Factory this coming Wednesday night, Dave Douglas and the Tiny Bell Trio will be there. And the Tronzo Trio, that's Dave Tronzo, the guitar player, and his trio, and Andy D'Angelo. These are three different acts at the Main Space in the Knitting Factory coming up this Wednesday night. Starting time is not listed here, so you could call the Knitting Factory and find out when the starting time is. But if you would like to go to that, I have a pair of tickets to offer you. So give me a call here in the studio at our in our new area code 973-678-7743. Now, I will offer that pair of tickets or another kind of culture altogether at the Whitney Museum. The Keith Haring exhibit will be going on. The show ends on September 21st, so there is, let's see, they will mail you the passes. I have a pair of passes for the Whitney Museum's Keith Haring exhibit, so if you're interested in that, you can call me at that aforementioned number. And I think these tickets, I'm not sure, but I think these tickets are good any time up till September 21st. So, and you will give me your name, you will give me your address, and you will do it rapidly. And then the Whitney Museum will mail you your passes, and you can use them at any time before the Keith Haring exhibit goes away. That's 973-678-7743. That's the number to call. Let's get back to tonight's good stuff. It's the Frogs. And we're going to start out here with some more of this unreleased stuff. And this is from a band called The Last Hard Man, which features Sebastian Bach, although he's not featured on this cut, don't worry. Sebastian Bach of one of those dreadful metal bands, I can't remember which one. And singing on this song is Kelly Deal, a song called When Candy Comes. And then I'm going to interrupt it with a song by the Magnetic Fields, just because I feel like it, and then we'll get back to some more. This is a very confusing broadcast, isn't it? We want to hear the Frogs, though, don't we? And the Frogs have written a song about Courtney Love called Bad Mommy, and we'll be hearing that in this set, and I want to explain that. This song about Courtney Love was written after Kurt Cobain died, of course. It's called Bad Mommy, and it's written about Courtney Love, and right after Bad Mommy, we're going to play a song called Bad Daddy, which they had written way before Kurt Cobain died and had nothing to do with Kurt Cobain, but it's eerily appropriate. I think you'll agree. So we'll hear When Candy Comes by Kelly Deal and the Frogs. And then we'll hear the Magnetic Fields for no good reason. And then we'll hear Bad Mommy by the Frogs and then Bad Daddy. And then we'll hear some more Stupid Things by the Frogs. This is WFMU, listener-sponsored freeform radio, and I'm the Stork. I'll be here at 10 o'clock tonight. Fabio will be in with the Finnish band called Panasonic. So without further delay, this is from the Frogs project called The Last Hard Man, Kelly Deal on vocals, When Candy Comes. We'll be right back. Turn me down on the monitor.
I don't need to hear his through here.
It's mono, you can't, don't have a choice. Am I destroying?
Love you so much, monsieur. But I just don't know how to get the jam out of my pants. Some were left in the sun too long, and some got too much shade. My forefathers are not me, I said. I'm sorry, sorry, so sorry that I'm white. I'm sorry, sorry, I don't wanna fight tonight. All this gold that you flash about, I'm not that envious. And if I dropped my drawers, you'd win. I'm sorry, sorry, so sorry that I'm white. I'm sorry, sorry, I don't wanna fight. How can light beat the night? No, I don't wanna fight. I'm sorry, sorry, so sorry that I'm white.
so sorry. I'm so sorry. That's from the Black Album by The Frogs, never released before. You might never hear it. Before that, a very brief, heard about 7 seconds of Love You So Much, Monsieur, but I just don't know how to get the jam out of my pants. You're welcome. And before that, we heard Bad Daddy, that recording of, week after week, I use the same tape, and it's screwed up in the same place, and I never bother to fix it, do I? We heard Bad Daddy. Bad Daddy, what you heard there was recorded during a sound check for the Frogs. The sound check was about as long as the actual performance, and that was a song written not about anybody in particular, but it's sort of eerily resonant about Kurt Cobain, line about that guy standing there with a shotgun in his hand. Before Bad Daddy, we heard Bad Mommy, and that's the Frogs song that they wrote for Courtney Love. And that's some pretty cold stuff. Why, you know, Daddy, what are you doing up in heaven, and why didn't they take Mommy? And before that, from the Magnetic Fields, recorded right here at the Stork Club last August, and we heard the Magnetic Fields doing Candy. And before that, When Candy Comes, and that's what we started off with, that set, When Candy Comes. That was from The Last Hard Man, a band that includes Sebastian Bach, The Frogs, and sung there, that song sung by Kelly Deal, of the Kelly Deal 6000, or I don't know what the name of that band is. Stork, I'll be here until 10, and I hope you will be too. Let's see what's going on. What's going on around town? Let's see, what here has not inspired?
Children are frightened of. You better know it. You better know. Of the road, not on that night, always cold as ice. But there's gotta be some hope somewhere. Doesn't seem right to be placed here without a glimmer of the truth. But always that somewhere out there in the hills, waiting to take your life. Are you afraid? You really think you can lose your life as easy as that? La, 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 la. You didn't think that somewhere in these hills it waits. Frightened your whole life. Sat like a piece of bait. Now in the night, now, now. Good night.
Be taking these. Are you recording all this? This is probably it, you know.
I was thinking that I might fly today just to disprove all the things that you say. It doesn't take a talent to be mean. Your words can crush things that are unseen. So please be careful with me. I'm sensitive and I'd like to stay that way. You always tell me that it's impossible to be respected. I'd rather see the world from another
WFMU in East Orange and WXHD in Mount Hope. Live at the Stork Club, The Frogs. And what we heard there, and this was The Frogs' idea, I hasten to tell you. Jewel. She's a big star.
Before each song starts,
and Jewel doing I'm Sensitive. I guess that's her latest hit. Yeah, it's not half bad if you can dig it. And before that, I Had a Dream. This is before Jewel, I guess, was just a comic interlude planned by The Frogs. I Had a Dream, that was from the Black Album of The Frogs. And before that, Somewhere in the Hills at Night. Just an unleashed demo floating around. And Truth, the song Truth, also from the Black Album. We have some more of their stuff to play, including a live performance, which will be going off in just a very short while. I want to play something here. This is something that we sort of strung together. The from Beck's O'Delay album, he uses on that album, he uses the a sample of one of the Frogs saying, that was a good drum break, but I guess you'll be hit over the head with this. We're going to play the Beck tune up to where he says that, and then we'll play the Frogs tune where the original sample came from. So this is a bit from Beck, followed by a bit from the Frogs. But first I should mention that in there, I'm sorry, I didn't mention that in the last set we also played a one of the sound checks, Lord Grunge, a brief sound check in there just before the Jewel bit. So there you are, and there's some live Frogs coming up in a little while. First, again, this is the Beck bit, and The Frogs song to follow that they sampled it from. And then another pick by the band, a tune by Leonard Cohen. So listen here to The Frogs on WFMU.
Every guy inside, yeah.
of cute guys in the club tonight. A lot of juicy asses hanging out.
That's the band's choice, Bob Dylan and Queen Jane Approximately, from the Highway 61 Revisited record. And before that, Leonard Cohen from something that's recently been re-released on CD, although we don't have it in that form here at the station. We have the old vinyl, and I was really curious as to who the female vocalist was singing with Leonard Cohen on that tune. Leonard Cohen's album from many years ago. Not sure exactly what year this was out. I guess it was at some point in the 60s. It was when Leonard was still enjoying his own teeth, actually. And before he had settled into a really ludicrous self-parody later in life. But he sure can write them. Leonard Cohen and Famous Blue Raincoat, the name of the tune. And again, that's been re-released now, so you can find it on Columbia. Before that, we heard the Beck slash Frogs thing, Beck from the Odelay album, and then the Frogs doing the tune with it. That was a good drum break. I don't know the titles. I don't know. I know that Beck song, you know, two turntables and a microphone, but I can't remember the title, and it's not really important, is it, to you? Is it really important? Okay. I don't hear any reply. Let me, before I cut away to the Frogs live portion of the broadcast, if you're keeping score at home, we're about to hear the five-song live set that the Frogs did, including, by the way, a version of their famous, most famous song of all time, Drugs. It's a goodie, and they recorded it right here, and it's... talk about chaos. It was going along just fine, and then those last two songs that they do on piano, they deliberately wrenched all of the microphones around in a willy-nilly sort of way, and so we sort of experimented. So the last two songs are blow your mind. Tickets to movies. There's a movie called The Pillow Book by Peter Greenaway, and I don't know anything about the movie, but the soundtrack is mighty intriguing. It is about a young woman in the grip of a peculiar erotic obsession. Nagiko, the heroine of the film, is a calligrapher, and she grows up to be a fashion model. And she had painted the words and characters on her skin during childhood, it's a great film, I'm sure. Peter Greenaway's The Pillow Book will be showing at the Screening Zone this Wednesday night, the Screening Zone located in Montclair, New Jersey, on Bloomfield Avenue. So I have a pair of tickets to give away to that. And it says here you can get some iced coffee there, ice cream, air conditioning. That's this Wednesday night, by which time the weather should be fair once again. And so if you would like a pair of tickets to Peter Greenaway's The Pillow Book, you let me know. And let's see. And here's, who am I to deny you these? This is a week from tomorrow night at the Mercury Lounge is Carter the Unstoppable Sex Machine at the Mercury Lounge. So that's two for the Mercury Lounge or two for the screening room to see Peter Greenaway's Pillow Book. Want tickets? Call for tickets. 973-678-7743. Okay, hold on to your significant others. Here is the Frogs. Here are the Frogs. Dennis and Jimmy Flemion performing live on WFMU in the Moose Room. The Frogs laid down some tracks. And we're going to start with another version of Raped, which we did at the toward the top of the show. We did their soundcheck version of Raped. Here they are doing Raped. Now, how does this go again? It's a combination of two of their songs, Weird on the Avenue and Raped. Both of the songs are from their latest CD called Star Job, which is on Scratchy Records. Scratchy Records is actually the Smashing Pumpkins' own label, and now the Frogs are on that. And I understand they're playing with Smashing Pumpkins and stuff like that. I don't know. It's an indie rock kind of secret kept from me. I think they're doing the music to Raped, but they're singing the songs to Weird on the Avenue, or is it the music to Weird on the Avenue and the songs to Raped? The Frogs live.
Go ahead. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Everyone's making a big deal out of the fact that I raped someone. What's the crime? What's the crime? That we raped someone.
Yes.
What's the crime? What's the crime? We had fun. After all, she was a nun, and the priest wanted to watch. I raped someone. What's the crime? What's the crime? I had fun,
you bastard.
Hey, after all, she was a nun, and the priest wanted to watch. Everyone's making a big out of the fact that I raped someone. What's the crime? What's the crime? I had fun.
Yeah. Yes, you can stop.
Oh, mom was always wondering why I was into sports. Oh, mom was always wondering why I was staying after school. I'm into sports, mom, and also I'm in the locker room with the boys. I'm in the shower and I drop the soap every time. Homos. Homos. No one knows a homo like
we love. love homos. I wanted to do a slide.
And the spins are cool. Bitch. And straights are fools.
Lesbians rule their scene. But the homos are the coolest. Are the cools. Homos are hot.
I think all of New Jersey is gay.
They never knock at my front door. They never ring on the phone. They always come through the window, through the back door, through the throat. Homos,
we got it down. Is that pretty good for you?
That's lovely.
Was it righteous?
Goodbye. Yeah. One, two. Ready? I'm tricking you. One, two, three.
This God is my judge. God is my judge. There's something strange about Lucifer.
Like what?
Something wrong with his hand. There's something strange about Jesus. Didn't follow Lucifer's. Lucifer said, Jesus is straight. And Jesus said, the gates would never open if it was true. Ah, something about a living in a park. Jesus' holy hand, an angel man.
God, you sound like fucking Ween. Sorry, you have to beat that. I'm not sorry.
Lucifer therefore lost his wings. And all the angels sing. All the angels sing.
Turn it off, God.
a suitcase full of drugs, I can turn you on. Would you like to come along?
No, I'm turning you into.
I've got drugs. I've got drugs. I've got drugs. I've got blues. Out of the mist, how could I miss you with your drugs? Out of the mist, how could I miss you with your druggy ways? Out of the mist, out of the mist, out of the mist, I kissed your lovely drug-filled lips. Prostitutes, where's your pimp friend? Where's your pimp friend and your priest as he stood there and lectured to me?
You know, I have got one sweet yeast infection.
Drug problem that never existed.
AIDS problems.
Out of the mist, I kissed your drug-filled lips.
Buckle your thumb under, my friend. That's what she said. Well, now, here we go. What do you play for? One, two. About the fans. About anyone.
give a heck. A keeper.
WFMU.
You either like it or you don't. You either like them or you don't. They do what they do. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Please don't mention it ever again. The Frogs perpetrated on you, the listener, here at WFMU. What are they? Who are they? Dennis Flemion and Jimmy Flemion. Dennis on drums and vocals and piano. Well, he was sort of on. He was on half piano, half-assed piano. And that on the song Drugs and I Only Play for Money, Dennis was sort of attempting a little piano. Jimmy Flemion, who I tell you, I would not mess with this guy. He is huge. He is tall. He is tough. Jimmy Flemion on guitar and vocals and also on piano. The Frogs performing live here on WFMU. You just heard five songs performed in the studio. I Only Play for Money being one of them. That very Beatlesque, as they, if they do say so themselves, Beatlesque piano. And I Only Play for Money. Everything deliberately, by the way, mic'd really terribly for that last tune. And before that, Drugs. And it's their big WFMU hit from many years ago. Great rendition done here tonight. And before that, God is Gay. God is Gay. That's from My Daughter the Broad. There's a version of that's where that first appeared on the Matador CD called My Daughter the Broad. And Homos before that. And we started out with Raped / Weird on the Avenue, a sort of a combination of the two songs, Raped and Weird on the Avenue. So glad you stopped in. This is the Stork Club. And this is Stork, and who are you? What, do you know somebody? You know, I feel so bad about what they did to Yoko there, making fun of her and all, that I'd like for Yoko to answer the Frogs. Yoko?
Man,
Yes, dear.